The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says that Rav Mangid, Rav would give Malkis to Man de Mekadesh Bebiyo Mishum Pritzusa. Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis explains B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why Rav would punish somebody who's Mekadosh Bebiyo is because Kedushin has to be in front of Edim. Putting a ring on a woman's finger Bifnei Edim is okay, but being boiled a woman Bifnei Edim is Pritzusa. Tosfos says that can't be the Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat is incorrect. Why? Because in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph it says in the Gemara that it would be Loki Al Yibun Beloy Maimar, that if Yibum was performed without Maimer is also a problem. And over there, the Yibum does not have to be performed in front of Edim. Only Kedushin Bebiyah needs Edim, like Kedushin Bekesim needs Edim. But Yibum would not need Edim. Smelo Rabbeinu Tam Pshat cannot be correct. Toichim Divrei Tosfos tells us that there's a fundamental chiluk, even though we know that under a chuppah there has to be Edim. In order that the Kedushin should be chal, there has to be Edim. Ad kedekach, that Tosfos in Makis, that Vav says that there's a problem, there's a klal in Edus, if Edim that present testimony come together, a group of Edim, some of them nimtza echemem karav epasel, the whole group becomes pasel. If one of the group is pasel, the whole group becomes pasel. Standing on the chuppah, usually we would hope, are a few blood relatives. Blood relatives are usually pasel Edus. Why don't those that are witnesses to the Kedushin pasel up because of Nitzach and Makar v'Apostle? So Tosfos says it's Machadish that you're Miyachir Edim, and that's why we call up, that's where the Minyan Klai Yisrael comes from, that we're Miyachir Edim Kedushin. We don't just have everybody who's there see the Kedushin. We don't even be Miyachir just the photographers who are taking the pictures, who are pushing away everybody in order to get the right shot, the right angle at the picture. What we do is we call up Edim, we Mechabed them. People think it's only because of a key, but it's more than that. When Miyachid Edim, they are Edim to the exclusion of everybody else. They don't come, they're not considered one group of Edim together, and therefore there's no psul of Nimtzach Mem Kerve Pots. Ede Kiyum on a Dovah Shebe'erva is a very real concern. Any Dovah Shebe'erva, get Kedushin is only Chal, there are two witnesses seeing the giving, not only two Edim that can testify that it took place. They have to see it in order to create the reality that that Kedushin is a marriage. Without the Edim seeing the ring being put on the finger, they're not married. And there have been stories where they didn't thought they were looking, realized they didn't see, people were blocking. You don't see the Kedushins, that call that you see, because then you see the ring on her finger, you have to see the ring going on to her finger. Subject of a lot of discussion. Edekium, Klal, and Kedushin. Comes along a Mechaber and a Ramah in Kuf Samachvav in Hilchas Yibum, and they argue whether Yibum needs to be in front of Edim. What's the Machloikis? Explains Reb Chaim in his Sefer Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, a similar concept of Chalitza, which could extrapolate the Hezber of our Machlokes in Yibum Bleidim from Chalitza Bleidim. Reb Chaim explains that Chalitza also is a Machlokes between the Poiskim, between the Rambam, the Ruki Yosef, where the Chalitza needs Edekim, and he explains over there that the Pshat is that Edekim is a prerequisite when there's a man-made Dovah Shebe'erva. When a husband is marrying his wife, or he's divorcing his wife, he's creating the reality of the marriage, or he's creating the reality of the dissolution of the marriage. He's dissolving the marriage. When he's creating what we say in our Nusuch, when he is creating the Chalois of that Dovah Shebe'erva, he has to have Edim seeing it. The Klal of Edekim is a Klal that his maisad of creating or destroying for the same price, a Dovah Shebe'erva needs two Edim to witness. Mashenge Mechalitza, the Poskim explain that Chalitza is not something that he creates. He does the maisa, the chalois is created min hashamayim. Let's illustrate. What does this mean? He's doing it. Doing, right? No. The halacha would be if somebody would be mekadosh an isha, and he was mekadosh, she spoke out, the only reason why he's being mekadosh the isha is because he was promised $50,000 by her brother. Nobody wants to marry her. this would be an end to the shidduch crisis. Somebody promised him $50,000 to marry her. So he married her. And then the $50,000 wasn't forthcoming. If the $50,000 was a t'nai in his kedushin, when a person does something, buys, sells, is mekadesh, is megarish, anything that a person does out t'nai, as a general rule, if t'nai is not niskayim, the mice is not niskayim. The kedushin would not be chal, because his condition for the kedushin was not niskayim. The Gemara says then, the Yevamis, that if a man, Reuven died, his wife Rochel was nefelas lefnei Shimon liyibun. It happens to be that Shimon was, there was something unhealthy about him, he was a manuvel mukushchin. There was no way that a normal woman could be expected to live with Shimon the brother. Shimon, not only is a manuvel, but he's really a manuvel. He decided to use the opportunity to extort money from Rochel. And he said, you know what? You can either marry me, you have a choice. You can either marry me, you're stuck, right? This is the Raisa. You're a Yevam. We have 50 healthy years ahead of us. Holding at a young age, he says, you can either be stuck the rest of your life, you can marry me, or you can pay me $50,000 to get the chalitza. People have been known to do that by a get, and by a get is problematic, because by a get, if he would give the get only out tonight, then he would get his 50, hopefully only 50, could be 50 million. If he'd give the get only out tonight, then he would get a certain amount of money. If he doesn't get the money, the get is not chal. By chalitza, the Gemara says, he can make it up, we'll agree to him, we'll tell him, okay, we'll pay you. We'll do the chalitza, and the malach is that it's chal even without giving the money. T'nai does not help in chalitza. Why? This again, any extortion of a would-be choletz against his poor sister-in-law, and not only lost her husband, but could lose her life if she's going to be chained to him, or has to shout big money to get the chalitza. The malach is that t'nai is bottle, is null and void, the maisa is kayim. Why? Explains Reb Chaim the chalitza, the t'nai, the chalitza don't go together. Why? A t'nai is something when I'm in the driver's seat, if it's my kinyan, my horse to sell, my horse to buy, my car, my wife, my marriage, so on, I can do what I want with my possessions. I can create them, I can buy them, I can sell them. If I want to do that with a t'nai, the Torah said I could. Chalitza just means if a man is chalitza a woman, the Torah was matter l'shuk. Not him that's creating the reality of her head to l'shuk. That's menashemayim. The tonight is not because it's not yours. You're not the boss on the process. You do the ma'isa, the Torah does the process. Why is it like that? That's the way Reb Chaim is masvid the Rishonim. That's the reality of the difference between chalitza and between a get or between a kinyan. So we could extrapolate the Hezbir also the Gabi Awishayla, which is Yibum. Yibum is also. The halacha is the Gemara is going to tell us, the Mishnah is going to tell us in a few daf. Bolevoin is Bolevoshek. It's not something that he does. He's Bolev totally without knowledge, without rotzen, without anything. If he's Bolev, the reality is that if he's Bolev, he's kind of her Keishla Lucholdonov. That means it's not his. He does the Maisa, but once they are physically joined together, they're man and wife. It's not something that he creates. He doesn't create the reality of the marriage between them. It's something that creates itself when he does the Maisa Yibum. In that case, there's no T'nai. If there's no T'nai, he would not be able to be Miyabam al T'nai. The same price, you don't need Eidim. The same way the Rambam, the Muki Yosef, discussed whether you need Eidim by Chalitza. The only time you need Eidikim is when you're creating a Davar Shebe'evah. Now, the question is obvious. If Davar Shebe'evah needs two Eidim, because you're creating, Davar Shebe'evah is learnt out of Momen. Davar mi Momen, where are the two Eidim that are around for every Kinyan? Shtar always has two Eidim. We have a famous Chiddush of the Ketzois, with the Ketzois based on the Rajma, in Kedushin, where they discuss that in every give and take in business, inherently there's Eidus. Inherently there's Eidus that's witnessing the transaction, where the halacha is that if the person himself who sold the car would walk in the bezin and admit that the car no longer is his, the fact that he's there says that by every acquisition there's possible Eidim that could be made in bezin in the transaction took place. That's in place of Eidikim. It's a chiddush of the Ketzois. Another aspect of this type of discussion of Eidikim is we could have the same discussion about, unfortunately, Nisha's Mizana. The halacha is that Nisha's Mizana, she's Asur Labal Ulaboyal. Isha Shizinsa Abayla Asur Labal Ulaboyal. Now, the Mises Nus, which Asur is the Isha Al Bailo, it's also a Davish Behem. So why doesn't it need Edim? Why, if a woman is Mizana, even if she's Mizana in private, not in front of Edim, as long as you know about it, which we discussed in the Shia way back in the second peg, the end of the second peg, was the sugya of suspicious or even compelling suspicious evidence that a woman was Mizana. But if we didn't see it with Edim, how would we ask her? So Davish Behem, Davish Behem, Pax Mishnayim. So here also you could say the same approach. You could say that the znus is not that when she's mizana, her maisa znus asus her al baila. The baal asus with his maisa on the boil, asus with his maisa on the baal. We could say that if a woman was mizana, she is rendered, she's in a state of unfaithfulness to her husband. That state asus, that the Torah does. The Torah asus her. What she does is she creates the physical reality that she was mizana. She's unfaithful to her husband. The Torah already made her also to her husband. In that case, it's no necessity for Edim, similar to what was saying by Chalitza or by Yibum, depending on which Shita. It could be that there's Nus, everybody holds this way. There's a Machlokes Rishonim by Chalitza, whether Chalitza needs to be in front of Edim. Machlokes whether Yibum needs to be, everyone for with its own merits. Is Yibum a Maisa that he does? Or Yibum a Maisa that the Torah does? He only does the Maisa, the Torah creates that reality. Is Chalitza a Maisa that he does, but the Torah creates the reality, or does he create the reality with his Maisa Chalitza? And Znus could be that everybody holds that way. So by Znus we don't find that Znus has to be in front of Edim. Truth to tell, that the Kiveger in Chuvah's Kuf Chav Dalid has a back and forth with the author of the Nesivos HaMishpat. And they have that discussion whether Issa Soita is a Davish Behev or not. Davish Behev has a rule of Chavi Krisus. Soita, the Issa Labal, is only Chavi Lavin. Could it be Davish Behev? Could it not? It could be that because the Aveira that was done is Chavi Misa, so maybe we don't need that the Issa between the Baal and between the Isha wouldn't be a Issa Karis. All it is an Issa Lav, it's an Issa Soita. Would that be enough to create a Davish Behev? But we see it is a Davish Behev. We need to aid him to ask her up in the Shul Bailam. So Kivega says that the Maisa itself, the Isser, is a Davish Behev, but it doesn't need aid him because the creation of it is not a Davish Behev. There's a different approach. Yeah, like we're saying, the Galata Mahalakh is to say that Znus is a reality that's created all you day. Torah is a Surah Labailah. It's not a Chalois, it's not an effect that he creates by himself. Just add another interesting discussion that Reb Kivega has in a tshuva. We discussed the point that there's no t'nai in chalitza. We explained that the reason for that is that t'nai is when a person is in control, a person is in the driver's seat, it's something that he owns or controls, and that's why he can make the chalitza, he can undo the chalitza, he can create, he can destroy a relationship. Mashenki chalitza is not something that he does. He does the maisa, the effect, the Hafka of the Zika and the creation of the relationship called Chalutza, that's created Ayyidah the Torah. So like we said, Tanai doesn't help. Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Ayin Dalet explains that the reason why Chalutza doesn't help Ayyidah Shlichus is the same thing. Kolmus of the less of a Tanai, less of a Shlichus. What's the link between Tanai and Shlichus? Why, if a person can't be Chalutz al Tanai, can he be Chalutz? A person is sick in the hospital, he wants to give his sister-in-law a chalitza, he sends a shliach. Why not? The pshat is, shlichus is the same. Shlichus means something is mine, I am in control, I can appoint somebody else to represent my interests. Business, mitzvahs, whatever it is to be done. If this is not something that's mine, it's something I do, the Torah that creates. If I don't create, can I appoint somebody else to do? Is it mine? Am I a bailim? Am I in control of that process? If I'm not, then I can't appoint the shliach. Komilsa the lesser, b'shliach is the lesser b'tnai. Comes along with Kivega and a tshuva with a fascinating chiddush. Kivega says that chuppah is the same. Chuppah is not a process. We said by Kedushin, the kinyin ki ikach hezrisha is something that the husband creates in his wife, together with his wife. But it's something that they create, it's something that he creates. It's not he does the ma'aseh kedushin minatoyru. Minatoyru, that reality is created. So Kivayegis says that by chuppah, it's not like kedushin. Chuppah is not a kinyan. Chuppah just means that after they're married already by kedushin, she's already legally married him as an arusa. Now if they're together under a chuppah, they're together b'yichud, they're together in their bias, so to speak, that creates the reality that now they are joined together not only to a b'kinyan, but now to live together as man and wife. Chuppah is the nesu'in, because that's what makes them, that creates the reality. It says Rebbe Kivayegi, that's not a process that you do by yourself. That creates a reality of them living together as man and wife. Mimelo, the kinyan is chalat, she's a nesu'in, not a rusa. Says Rebbe Kivayegi, if t'nai doesn't work, shliach doesn't work. Can't make a chuppah a yidei a shliach. Says furthermore Rebbe Kivayegi, that every time a person buys something, sells something, whatever it is, any business deal, and there's a mekach tos, a person buys a horse, and it turns out that the horse has a problem with the lungs, he wants to go back to the buyer, to the seller, say mekach tos, I didn't mean to buy a defective cow, the locker says he has to give him back his money. Says Rebbe Kivayegi, what's the pshat in that? The pshat is whenever a person buys something, it's not that he bought a horse and then he found out that it was a cow. He never meant to buy a cow. He meant to buy a horse. No. He meant to buy a horse. He did buy a horse. But he bought the horse but t'nai that it was in a certain condition. If it's not in that condition, that t'nai is meaningless. If it's not in that condition, that t'nai renders the mechira meaningless, I mean to say. But that's only, says Rebbe Kivayegi, that t'nai is only something that you're doing. What about a chuppah? Chuppah you're not creating. Says Rebbe Kivayegi Chiddush, that if somebody was Mekadosh and Isha, she was full-bodied, able-bodied, between the Kedushin and the Nisuin, before the chuppah, she developed the physical problem, the Tosin is not aware, he would never go through with the marriage, he would give her a get, she developed some type of medical condition, he would never go through with it. It's a Mekach Tos. Says Rebbe Kivayegi, the chuppah is chal. What's a nafkamin? A nafkamin is that he's Yerusher. Only the relationship of chuppah, of nisuin, creates a din that Baal's Yerush Nishtoi. A chiyuv, the sechivifer, if he's a kohen to be mitamifer. There are many differences in halacha between the relationship of nisuin and nisua and narusa. Says Rebbe Kivayegi, if he was a mekadesher and it wasn't a tois, but then he made a chuppah and it was a tois, the halacha is that the chuppah is chal, because the whole halacha make a tois is based on t'nai. T'nai is only when we're in the driver's seat, not when it's something that the Torah creates. We only do the ma'aseh that the Torah creates. And again, we have different categories of this halacha. Znus, we have machlokes in by yibum, we have another machlokes by chalitza, and we have a kivayegis chiddush by chuppah. All these are things are things that the ma'aseh creates a halachic reality instead of the ma'aseh creating a halachic definition. It creates a reality of them living together as husband and wife, and the male, the Torah, gives her the nesu'in. Creates a reality of yibum, lachem, lachem, shem. The male, the Torah, made them care, ish v'isha. The chalitza is also, she's a chalutza. There's a reality there the ma'aser creates in her state of chalutza. The Torah was matir l'shuk, and so on, and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.